Good morning. Welcome to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Appreciate all our listeners out there today. We're going to be talking a little real estate and mortgage lending. Lots of exciting things happening in the upstate these days. Summer has continued. It's still hot, of course. Mortgage rates are actually better than you'd think. I'll give you an update of that at the bottom of the hour. Keith Clark, our usual co-host, is out on vacation this week, and I know Keith's probably he'll probably tune in and listen. I know how he is, but he's enjoying himself. But we have a special guest with us today, one of my good friends, Roger Nix from the Upstate Home Team, Keller Williams.
Thank you,
Roger.
JD.
How are you doing,
man? I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. So me and Roger did our usual lunch yesterday at Double Dogs.
Love it.
For those who haven't been to Double Dogs,
You're missing out. It is the spot now. I'm telling you, it's great.
I tried to be a good boy, but you were a bad boy.
I was an incredibly bad boy.
You've been a bad boy for a long time. I've known you.
It's a little bit too. It is starting to show. That's the bad thing. It's starting to get a little swollen around the middle. If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. So I'll give all our listeners a quick update. Roger moved to Greenville in 2005. And I remember you coming down here. Mm-hmm. Roger and me actually met each other at the Citadel. Both of us are class of 91 graduates.
Crazy.
And I know if there's any 91 grads out there, they're dying laughing right now. Like, how in the world did they put these two clowns on the radio?
Yeah, trust me when I tell you, they're probably saying they can't even string two sentences together, much less have a radio show.
That's
what
right.
are you doing?
I know, that's exactly right. But we had a good lunch yesterday at Double Dogs, and I'm excited that Roger's joining us today, and we're going to talk a little real estate. But anyway, so Roger moved here in 2005, jumped into the real estate game, and shoot, you're a grizzled veteran now.
I feel grizzled.
Grizzled is it. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, 17, a little over 17 years now.
Yeah. So yeah, and with the same company.
Same company, Keller Williams all the time.
Yeah.
And been able to become an investor partner in one of the branches we have.
Yeah.
Actually, our office is in Anderson, Seneca, Powdersville, Clemson, all that area.
Yeah.
I was able to help launch those. And
yeah.
Just stayed with KW. Most of my business is in Greenville, but I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're happy that Roger Nix is in the house and in the upstate. So I like your Yeti here. That's nice.
Thanks, man. I'll tell you, I gotta sell it. I gotta have Upstate Home Team on everything.
So. Well, I see how you got the little golden corner. I think is what they call that in the state of South Carolina there.
Oh yeah, it's just all the upstate counties where we cover, and so yeah, kind of darken those out. Let people know what's up. And
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We go to the Golden Corner.
Yeah,
I love it up there.
Yeah,
I was just up there not long ago.
Yeah, well, that's I Clemson's up there, so I try to stay away from up that way as
You're
much
not
as
welcome.
I can. That's exactly right. But we're going to talk a little real estate today. We got a lot of interesting things to talk about. I'll give you a little bit more background on Roger. Of course, he sent me a great email with some weekly MLS statistics. And Roger, you may or may not know this. Me and Keith always talk about the numbers, and I've got the I brought the Anderson and Greenville numbers for last month with me. I've also got, we usually tackle Charleston and some of the other major South Carolina markets as well. But some of these weekly numbers that you brought are very interesting to me, and we'll kind of dive into that into the next segment. Of course, I've got an interest rate update for everyone, and of course, we take your email questions. If you have a email question for us, you can always send that to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. I've got a couple email questions that we received this week, and we love the email questions and love all our listeners as well. And so we got about a minute and a half left here, but you guys, I'm sure, have been busy. I mean, the market's been crazy, right?
It's been crazy. It has. And I mean that in both good and difficult ways.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's been crazy good for sellers, right?
Yeah.
Caused all these double-digit increases in price. And for buyers, it's been challenging to be able to find the right property, be able to get the right property under contract.
Yeah, that's so exactly right.
It's been a challenge, but, that's what we're here for, though.
Yeah.
Is to help them with their situations.
Well, we talk about it all the time. If you're going to get into the real estate game, and in my opinion, there's never really a bad time.
No.
You really need to look at real estate as a long-term investment, not a short-term. And, now's as good a time as any when you look historically at interest rates and everything else. And, mm-hmm. I think those that are sitting on the sideline are just, they're just pushing off the inevitable.
They are. And because the market we're in is the market we've got.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in sitting and waiting does not benefit you. I don't see prices changing.
No.
Or
going up.
No, yeah. They're continuing to go up, and I don't see them going down. They may balance, but I don't see them going down.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Well, listen, we're going to head into our first break. We do appreciate you listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Special guest star Roger Nix from Keller Williams talking real estate today. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Roger's history, find out how you can get in touch with him, and all kind of good stuff. So we'll talk to you on the other side.
I'm scared.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark on vacation, so we've got Roger Nix with us today with Keller Williams talking real estate today. We appreciate everyone listening in. Of course, the email line is always open. We'll get back to you with any email question that you have. You can send those to askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. And, of course, during the week, you can always reach us at County Bank Mortgage at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. If you're thinking about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, would like to get pre-qualified or anything like that, we would love to talk to you for sure. And today we're going to talk about Roger Nix. And so, Roger, let's start with that senior party at the Citadel. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's right. So me and Roger, we've known each other now for, let's see, 1987. That's 13 plus 35 years.
We just had our 30th reunion. So we got to add on that 35 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, 35 years this month, right? Yep. That's when we showed up down there in August.
That's exactly right. So
hot.
You know, I don't remember you, Navi, or quite as much. You're probably about as ugly as you are now, but, you know.
Yeah. No way, man. I'm definitely uglier. Definitely uglier now.
Roger was a Tango Company dude, and I was a Romeo Company dude. For those that don't know what that means, we were basically located on the same hallway, or pretty close for sure. So
next door to one another, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So we knew when you guys were getting yelled at. You knew when we were getting yelled at.
Yeah, that's right.
And sometimes we would yell at you.
You guys kind of got yelled at a little bit more with Byers and Williamson, though.
Yeah, we did. And I could put on the list of names of others. But
yeah.
You had folks in there that, you know, Romeo didn't care. But you guys were the second best company in Fourth Battalion.
I guess that's supposed to make me feel better. Yeah, I don't know.
You guys
now,
were
did
the
you room with Russell? Was Russell your roommate?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Three years.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
My man.
Yeah. It was good times for sure. And I don't think when we were there, of course, we both majored in business. I believe you were poli sci, weren't you?
No, I was business.
Okay.
I was business. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you probably don't remember me because I was in the advanced classes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the advanced classes. I know this. Yeah, I don't remember you in Betty Crocker chemistry because they had. I remember the professor had carbon monoxide that came out of his mouth, and I fell asleep in class every time.
I think I was in that class.
Were you?
Yeah, but I was also affected by the carbon monoxide.
Yes, I'll never forget those days when we for business majors you had to have two sciences or whatever it was back then, and everybody took Betty Crocker chemistry. So
it was still kind of ridiculous.
those professors had to be like, "Are you kidding me?
No, you know, why are we teaching the knobs? I mean, this is terrible. These guys are sleeping. They're sleep deprived as it is.
They are
starving.
Yeah, we have no hair. We're terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, well, listen. Enough of that. I don't know if our listeners care about that or not. But
they probably don't.
They probably don't. But so you moved here in 2005, got into the real estate business. You previously were with Hershey Chocolates.
I did. So when I got out of college, I'm from Anderson originally. So when I got out of school from the Citadel, I got in with Hershey Foods and did sales management, sales marketing.
Yep.
For about 13 years.
Yeah.
And then they started having some leadership changes, things going on I didn't really care for. So they kind of gave me an opportunity to get out.
Yeah.
I took that opportunity and didn't know what to do with myself. So
I can remember, you may not remember this. Weren't you in Florence at one time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we met in Myrtle Beach when I was in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
When I was back in my infant stages days of doing mortgage lending and everything.
When you used to eat burgers with me.
Yeah, that's right. That was bad. I'm sure I had a burger back then.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I eat a burger and I gain 10 pounds. So I just get a salad and smother it with honey mustard, which is probably just as bad.
But it's definitely better.
Anyway, but so you came down to the upstate, which is, as you said, is home for you. You grew up in Anderson, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so you've been in the real estate industry now for almost 20 years. So why did you choose Keller Williams? And I know you probably spoke to a bunch of different companies. And look, there's a lot of great companies here in the upstate, no doubt about it. But
absolutely.
So how did Keller Williams, how did that come about?
Well, actually, I was talking to everybody I could think of about real estate companies. I had interviewed with lots of them. And, you know, the thing I had to get in my mind, I'm used to a corporate culture where I was used to being interviewed. Now it was a time for me to interview the company I wanted to be with.
Yeah, sure.
So it was a little different mindset. So I met with every real estate company that would meet with me.
Yeah.
There were a couple
yeah.
that wouldn't, and, you know, just because they didn't take on new agents.
Yeah, right. And so, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know, to think about it now. Yeah. But yeah, at the time, that was absolutely their model. So KW just offered, in my mind at the time, some of the best training and what I wanted. I wanted to be trained, and then I wanted to be kind of left alone to do my work, my business, my way, just having somebody kind of oversee, make sure I'm doing all the right things. So over the years, as KW has grown and Greenville's grown and the market's grown, mm-hmm. Like you said, there are a lot of great companies out there, and I've got great friends at a lot of them. It's just KW has always been the right place for me and my business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell me about Upstate Home Team. Mm. That's what you guys call yourself. And so tell me a little bit about Upstate Home Team and how that name kind of came about.
So I was a solo agent just worked on my own for about 9 years.
Okay.
And then I got into managing, running our offices in Anderson and so on. And I missed the sales side and the people on that side and helping folks with their real estate needs. So I got back into sales, and in 2017, I realized I'm at the maximum capacity of what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having more business come in. So I decided to launch a team. So a group of agents working with me, and it was called, we called it the Upstate Home Team. And the reason I named it that is because we work all of the Upstate.
I thought it might be because you like Home Team Barbecue.
Well, I do like Home Team Barbecue, as a matter of fact. So a little plug for Home Team.
Yeah,
That's right. So absolutely. So we did, so for the Upstate area, because we work the whole Upstate, that's why we called it that, because we wanted people to not look at us and I
intentionally
didn't put my name on it.
Yeah, just Eastside Greenville or whatever it might be.
That's right, yeah. I didn't want people to think, oh, they're at Greenville. You know, they can't help us in Anderson, or they can't help us in Clemson, or even over into Seneca area. We really go from, I would say, comfortably from Boiling Springs in Spartanburg County, basically to the state line, all the way down to Fairplay.
Okay.
Up to Seneca. Yeah, we cover, you know, literally all the Upstate.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely great. So I assume that you're probably a member of the Greenville MLS and the Western Upstate.
And Spartanburg.
So wide range there for sure. And now tell me a little bit. I know, so you guys started the team. You were kind of, your cup was getting full of, you know, trying to keep up with the business that you were doing and everything. You started a team. And you guys focus mostly on buyers, sellers, do a little bit of everything? Or what's your focus?
That's a great question. So over the years, I've transitioned more to the seller side, although I do work with buyers still.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do focus on buyers and sellers, and we even work with investors. So we don't create a niche around our business, because our approach is everybody needs and deserves professional help with their real estate needs.
Yep.
And so, in fact, we don't even refer to ourselves as real estate agents. We're real estate professionals is the way we refer to ourselves, because we think that's something that helps set us apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our professional approach to everything that we're doing. And we focus on the buyer side, selling side, and we do some investing clients as well. So it keeps us fresh and on top of the market.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, so tell us, now where are you guys? I'm sure you have an office here in the Upstate. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys located?
So the office is located in Powdersville. It's Piedmont address. It's right off exit 153, because it's really central to all of the Upstate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, it's easy to get into Greenville and Spartanburg County. It's easy to get down to Anderson or even up into Oconee County. So all of those areas are easy access from there, so it was the best spot for us to locate.
Yeah.
So our office is over off of Highway 153 in Piedmont.
Nice.
Powdersville.
Yep, and you guys have a web address, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's www.upstatehometeamsc.com. And folks can go on there and check it out. I got a lot of videos in the blog updating the market and interesting tidbits for sellers and buyers. Also, anything they need to do to search for homes. So
I think it's great. You know, one of the things, I am in Roger's database and received a video. I know you I think you record those videos on Monday morning, I think you told me, or Tuesday morning, and send those out to your database and that kind of thing. And some of them are, you know, a minute or two long. Some of them are upwards of 3 or 4 minutes or whatever.
Right.
Very pertinent topics. The one I saw was the due diligence one that you had sent out with the new contract. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a hot topic. Let's see what Roger has to say. Anyway, it was very well put together, and I thought it was great for sure. So
thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Actually, received a lot of comments on that one, in support of it from a lot of different sources, obviously lenders and other real estate agents, as well as people who are buying and selling, because as these, one of my approaches in doing the videos is as things change in the market that affect what people do, how they do it, and what they need to be prepared to understand, I like to make sure that they're aware of what's going on, because when things change, like a contract change, for example, on June 13th, it was in place.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't any like, well, we're going to ease
well,
in.
Well, let's ease in here. Yeah, nothing gets eased in mortgages and real estate.
I don't think so.
You wake up one day and, by the way, we're doing everything different now.
Right. It can change pretty quickly, and folks need to be up to speed on it. And
sure.
I mean, you guys do a great job on the show with it. And then, you know, my outlet traditionally is these videos that we put out.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that's fantastic. So www.upstatehometeamsc.com. That's your website. Web address there, and of course, if somebody just wants to pick up the phone and call you, how do they reach you guys?
My direct line in the office to the team is area code 864-735-7653. Ironically, also that is 864-735-SOLD. And
oh, nice.
We and of course, if they want to get me directly on my cell, it's 864-346-4116.
Yep, and that qualifies you for the J.D. Nelson stamp of approval. Every time we bring a guest on and I ask them what their phone number is and they say they give out their personal cell, then that you get the J.D. Nelson stamp of approval.
Because I've wanted that for 35 years.
Well, you've got it now. You could actually put that on your card if you want to. Yeah,
I'm going to probably update my website today.
That's exactly right.
Recipient of J.D. Nelson stamp of approval.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, well, listen, it's been obviously a crazy year in the market, and I know you guys have experienced, you know, a lot of that as well. What have you found to be the biggest challenge this year, you know, in real estate that you guys are experiencing?
Well, it's really about the same thing as we've experienced the last couple of years, actually. With, you know, post-pandemic, things went obviously kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And unexpectedly. And then what we found it to be a challenge was helping buyers find the right home and be able to get the home. Because there were so many offers and people moving here for a variety of reasons, bringing cash in their pockets. And it was really difficult for a local buyer, especially, to be able to compete with some of that. So the challenge was helping them find property and combining that with folks who are ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of folks who are thinking about selling have the same concerns about, I've got to buy something. Where am I going to go? What am I going to find? And so it was a bit of a challenge. And then knowing how to advise our buyer clients and how to purchase, because you never knew what other offers were going to be out there. You know, some of these things coming in $40,000, $50,000 over ask price. It's unprecedented.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And of course, you know, I can't imagine working with buyers these days. You know, from a mortgage perspective, we get them pre-qualified and you know, call us when you get under contract. And, you know, I mean, there are several people we contact and they're like, still looking. You know, I've missed out on three or four, you know, or whatever it might be. And they may be offering more. And you know, you really have to be prepared, have your goals and objectives defined, and of course, when that house comes on the market in an area that they may want to purchase, be it a specific neighborhood or kind of an area, you know, you got to act quick. You know what I mean?
Well, you do. And to case in point, one of the top agents I have on my team, Olivia Wright. So Olivia wrote, I think it was 14 offers for the same buyer.
Holy cow.
Then they kept getting rejected, or then they got one and then it didn't appraise, and so the deal kind of fell apart there. And so even though that's kind of rare, it still happens. But the thing we're seeing now is an adjustment in the market that's already started to happen.
Yep.
We're having to talk to sellers about the fact that, look, two months ago, your neighbor may have been able to get a certain amount of money for their house, sell it in a certain amount of time with a certain amount of showings. And that's changing.
Yeah, no, and it is.
It literally changed fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Interest rates were only part of it, but there were a lot of other factors going on.
I think Keith defined it. I can't remember the exact day he said, but it was like April the 27th. And he said, this was the day that it turned, you know, and not that we're not seeing multiple offers still and some of that kind of stuff, just not the feverish pitch that we saw, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I was describing it as the chaos. The chaos is easing off and we're starting to get into a little bit of a normalization,
which is kind of what we all like, to be quite honest with you.
So, absolutely.
Anyway, well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. We do appreciate you listening in. Two house plans today. This is J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. I have Roger Nix with Keller Williams and the Upstate Home Team with me today. When we come back, we're going to give you that interest rate update and talk a little bit about the market and what we're seeing that's happening on a daily basis here in the Upstate right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage talking real estate today. We do appreciate you listening in. Of course, the email is open. If you'd like to shoot us an email, we'll be glad to answer that and, of course, give your answer on the air. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com, askjd@countybankmortgage.com. We do appreciate all the email questions. We've got two that we're going to get to in the next segment. One very good question and another one that's a good question as well. So we'll get into that. Just to give you guys a quick interest rate update, I was a little bit shocked at some of these numbers. I don't look at them every single day, but I usually have a pretty good idea. Of course, the market has been so volatile lately. 30-year fix, and these are purchase rates, no origination or points, you know, that sort of thing. Let's assume excellent credit at 80% loan to value. And 30-year fixed, you're looking at right at 5.5%, which is a pretty good rate, really, considering we were touching up around 6% in the last couple of weeks. 20-year fixed, this is one of the ones that kind of shocked me, 4.875 on a 20-year. So almost a half point difference between a 30 and a 20. So if you're out there and you really think that, you were going to try to maybe stretch that thing into a 20, there's a pretty big variance there. 15-year fixed down to 4.5%, which is good. 30-year FHA and VA rates are right around 5.125, so really good rates on our government loans as well. And one of the most surprising rates that are out there, I did pull up the jumbo market. And of course, anything over 647-200 is going to be considered a jumbo loan, and you can get a 30-year fixed on jumbo at 4.625. Those rates are really, really good, which is almost a point less than what you get on conforming. And this is definitely uncharted waters when you're talking about the difference between a conforming loan and a jumbo loan. And, typically the jumbo rates have been 1/4 to 3/8 higher than what you would get on conforming. They're almost a point lower right now. One of the biggest challenges, Roger, you may have seen this, that we're experiencing is with second homes and investment properties, rates running anywhere between 6 and 6.25, a lot higher on those. And a lot of that has to do with Fannie and Freddie just limiting the amount of loans that they have a desire for in that arena. So kind of interesting, as we talk about that for sure.
Yeah, it's changing the way people are looking at whether it be lake properties or, view properties, things that they would just like to have, need a place to put some money in. So these rates are kind of curbing a little of that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So I did have the June numbers, and we talked about these, I think, last week on the show, but what we've addressed already. In Greenville, down 4.5% year over year in the month of June, still up 1.3% on the year in terms of number of closed sales. Percentage of list price received still over 100% at 101. But in month supply of inventory has doubled year over year, June of 21 to June of 22, 1.2 to now over 2.4 months total inventory. So some interesting numbers there for sure. Roger, one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about in this segment were the numbers that you sent me. And I've never seen these broken down like on a weekly basis like you have here. And I think it's very interesting, when you look at the total active listings from April 25th of 2022, so just a short 3 months ago, 1,315 active listings.
Right.
July 25th, 2,406.
Yeah.
So almost double.
Absolutely. In fact, more than double. It's actually, I'm sorry. It is almost double. Your math is better than mine. That's why you're in lender and I'm in sales.
Yeah.
So this is what we know.
That goes all the way back to the Citadel when I was taking those math advanced math classes, as you say.
Yeah, well, I didn't take advanced math. I know that for a fact. I took talking classes.
Yeah.
Ones that let me talk. So it was actually, yes, 83% increase. And, it's funny that you had mentioned that Keith was talking about, hey, the day things changed was like, I think you said he mentioned maybe like April 27th. Well, April 25th is when we really started recording these things weekly.
To
look at it weekly because we know that things were changing. We expected it.
Yeah.
We were looking for it. And sure enough, we've seen it. And increase in inventory is one of the indicators we've been looking for to move back to a balanced market. However, we're still a long way from balanced. We're still a seller's market.
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. You know, one of the numbers that kind of jumped out on this page that I haven't seen, total back on the market in the last 7 days. And, of course, let's see, the date on this was June the 13th. Okay, so this is right back, you know, right about the time the due diligence contract came in. And, you know, you're seeing almost 50, and then in the last 2 weeks, 80 and 77 contracts back on the market. Do you think the due diligence maybe has a little bit to do with that? Or
I do. The contract changed the way people look at the process of the repairs and the condition of the home, mm-hmm. and the steps they need to take to be able to secure the home. And so if they don't like what they see, the option is for them to be able to walk away. For any reason, they will have to pay a termination fee. However,
right.
It's generally not as high as earnest money.
Yeah, right. That's right. Average price sold year to date up in that 350 range. Never thought I would see the day where the home prices have gone up so rapidly.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's shocking. I was looking back the other day, and in 2005, when I started in the business, the average sale price was $165,000, right around there.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at $353,000.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Crazy,
it's
isn't
wild.
It?
Absolutely wild.
Well, I think I talked about this last week on the show. For the first time ever, our average loan size, and we do business, you know, I mean, we do business in a lot of different states, but for the most of it's here in South Carolina and upstate, and we do have an office up in Knoxville. We were north of 300,000 loan size for the first time last month, and that's just to me, that's just an incredible number for sure. This is kind of an interesting number. I kind of overshot the runway when we were at lunch a little bit yesterday. Total number of agents, 4,419. How about that?
Yeah, it's crazy. And actually, that's down.
It is. Yeah. It was, looks like a high of this year up around 4,690.
Right.
Almost 4,700. Yeah.
There's a lot of people look at real estate and it's a great time. Everybody's this great time. And then they get in. And when we hit tough markets, we normally see it. We saw it in 2008 and 2009. There was a little bit of a decline in real estate professionals. And so I think that some of this market may impact that. However, It's still a great time to get into the business. You just need to be prepared for what we're looking at and dealing with.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, when you look at the Western Upstate, the Anderson numbers, kind of more of the same of what you're seeing in Greenville. Days on market are low. They're actually down 2% year over year. I think a lot of that may have to do with some of the second home stuff at the lake, too, not selling as much, maybe. Do you
think? It is. The lake is a big driver of the Western Upstate MLS, especially on the price side, because you get into some million-dollar properties, et cetera, out of that MLS.
Yep.
And generally speaking, it's a smaller MLS in terms of inventory anyway, where, you know, currently there's about 973 homes on the market. And, you know, we look at Greenville at 2406. So it's a little bit smaller inventory generally. So when they start having changes, you start seeing it and affecting it a lot more.
Yeah.
In terms of the total number.
Yep, absolutely. About a minute and a half left before we head into our final break. And, of course, Spartanburg. That Spartanburg market is, you know, it's a pretty wide open market in terms of the distance. You know, you talk about that Bowling Springs area, then you have mm-hmm. the downtown Spartanburg. You've got the eastern side of Spartanburg. Then you got Duncan and Moore in that area.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the Spartanburg MLS is fairly spread out, but kind of individual markets inside a market. You know, I've looked at it.
It is. It's very diverse. You know, you've got people who are spilling over from Greenville into the western Spartanburg County. Eastern Spartanburg County still feels, you know, a little more rural.
Sure.
People who want to kind of get away from the city life a little bit. And then downtown is still downtown.
Yep. Yeah. And, of course, they're doing a lot down there. Numbers very similar. Month supply of inventory up 28%
right.
Year over year. So their inventory is growing. How about median sales price for the year to date? $258,000 almost over in Spartanburg. So they're jumping up, too.
They really are. And it's a residual carryover over the entire market. And so it's pretty amazing.
Yep.
One quick thing I'll share too is that the number of price reductions really going up in the market.
Let's talk about that on the other side.
Yeah,
I think that's a great topic for sure. So we're going to head into our final break. You're listening to House Plans. JD Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage, talking about price reductions when we come back here on House Plans.
Woo!
Welcome back. Final segment here on House Plans. Appreciate you listening in. Lots of good topics, and glad Roger Nix with Keller Williams is with us today talking a little real estate. And, you know, one of the things you brought up right before the break, Roger, which I thought was very pertinent, and I'm glad that you reminded me of that, is the number of price reductions in the last 7 days on some of these weekly numbers that we've seen. Some very interesting numbers for sure. Of course, about 2 months ago, we saw a low of 140 in terms of the number of homes on the market that had the price reduction. But then just last week, that number was up to 325. And so more and more people are saying, okay, I tried to shoot the moon here. Right. We went for the pie in the sky number.
Right.
We're not getting as much activity. Let's throw a little price reduction, see if we can generate some activity.
Well, and that's really also kind of indicative of the chaos sort of settling down. You know, because we, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, the guy in the neighborhood who, you know, his neighbor sold for X.
Yeah.
And so, well, he got X. My house is better than his. I'm gonna sell mine for more.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Then the market has shifted literally in a short amount of time, such that the activity isn't there. I know the last statistic I looked at said that the showings for the region, now not just South Carolina, certainly not upstate,
yeah,
for the region, the number of showings were down 22%.
Oh, wow. How about
that?
So
you have fewer showings. You have fewer buyers who are willing to throw crazy numbers out there. And we're in turn seeing price reductions.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that are out there that want to be in the market. And I think they sort of became weary and tired of the market, so to speak, quote unquote. You know, with the, like I say, the interest rates, like I just spoke about in the last segment, actually going down a little bit short term here in the last week or two. Mm-hmm. You know, if they can just hang in this range,
right?
You know, those are still really good interest rates. And I think finally people will, you know, get back into the game, so to speak, especially when they get more selection on houses they can buy.
Absolutely. And that's going to be the name of the game for buyers. I've been saying it in a lot of our video updates and things. Be patient. Hang in there. Don't throw in the towel, because things are changing.
Yep.
And they're going to continue to change. And I do think these rates, a lot of people perspective don't understand how they were artificially low for so long.
Yeah.
But when you, and that, they were great, by the way.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh,
you spurred,
yeah,
well, a lot of activity between purchase and refi. However, 5.5%, I mean, in 2005, I got a 5.5% rate with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
My house,
I remember saying,
there,
you're probably never going to refinance this thing, Roger, you know, or whatever.
Absolutely. But. And it was, and we were really glad to have that rate, because it was, you know, things were higher. So 5.5 is still a really good rate.
Yeah, it is for sure. And I you know, we're hopeful that things will continue. And I think, especially in Greenville, you know, like you mentioned it earlier in the show, there's so many people that are moving here from other areas of the country and that kind of thing, that, you know, our market is a little insulated. Mm-hmm. Compared to some of the national numbers that we see and that kind of thing. So,
right.
Well, listen, we've got a great email question here, and this kind of fits into the real estate box a little bit, and sort of in the lender box as well. But this is for John in the upstate. I am purchasing a home and the seller is refusing to make the repairs that I want completed. My lender advised that there are certain things that were noted in the appraisal that must be fixed before they can close. Does the seller have to fix these items? So that's a great question from John. And, you know, what we're really talking about is really two different issues in regards to buying a house. Of course, you know, on the front side, we'll call it, you know, when you make an offer on a house, you have the due diligence period. We talked about that.
Right.
And that started up in June the 13th, I think was the date.
Right.
And, you know, I know you guys, it's one of the things that, you know, you guys have spent a lot of time on as far as due diligence, and that really applies to repairs.
It really does. And when you're looking at the due diligence period, they've got X amount of days. It's something that's negotiated to identify, do they still want to buy this property or not? And they have all that time to do their inspections, to have any inspection done they want to do, and they can opt to stay in and still ask for repairs. Or they can choose to bail, to walk away, and
yep,
they pay a termination fee.
Yep. And of course, the seller has the right to either fix those repairs or not fix them or not reply at all.
Correct.
And then, of course, the buyer would have a decision to make basically at that point if they still want to buy the home or not based on the repair list that they had sent them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And the question is a great one, because it has to do with typically what would have been I don't like to use the word required, but would have been in the old contract, it was stipulated,
yep,
that They were obligated, if they wanted to maintain the contract and not give it out to the buyer, to make any lender required repairs.
Yep.
And so now the issue is they don't have to make those repairs. However, it's still an exit clause option for a buyer, and they may not qualify for the loan. They may not be able to get the loan at all with those subject to repairs.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about an appraisal repairs. You know, typically what happens when we see it from a financing perspective is something to do with the CO-100, where there's some kind of rotten wood, or it's a foundation issue or something mm-hmm. along those lines. Sometimes there may be some, maybe the decking is on its last legs, for lack of a better word.
Right.
You know, and they need the appraiser says it's a safety issue. You know, that kind of thing, especially when we're talking about FHA loans. We probably see that more often. Could be the roof or something like that. And those specific repairs now, when it comes to financing, those are required to be made, and it may be because it needs to fit into that loan, especially on an FHA, totally different from the due diligence period.
Right.
And of course, you know, the seller would need to fix those in order for that to happen. But that really kind of applies more towards the earnest money and having the financing contingency on the contract.
Well, it does, because if they can't get the loan, the financing contingency still exists. And so if they can't get their mortgage loan, then they can get out with the financing contingency, because they wouldn't qualify for the loan anymore.
Yeah.
And so the buyer would be allowing them out. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The seller would be allowing them out by not making those repairs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So about 5 minutes left here in the final segment of the show. We do appreciate you listening in. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. You have Roger Nix from Keller Williams. And one more email question that we have, and it is a County Bank question. It says, where does County Bank have offices? What are the different products that you can offer besides mortgages? Good question from Joan. And just to answer your question, Joan, County Bank is a 90-year-old community bank. We are based out of Greenwood. We have three different bank locations down in Greenwood. We also have offices in Simpsonville, Greer, downtown Greenville, Pelham Road in Greenville, all bank locations. Some of those are loan production offices. County Bank Mortgage has an office in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have a mortgage office up there. And of course, there are two offices now in Anderson, South Carolina. One right on Highway 81, and of course, one downtown Anderson, and a loan production office right down there. And of course, we offer an abundance of different products. Obviously, we talk mortgages here on this show, which is what my involvement with County Bank is, but we have a full array of your usual bank products, checking, savings, things of that nature. We have our own insurance division. We offer, you know, property and casualty, you know, homeowners and auto insurance, umbrellas, and things of that nature. Of course, we have a trust, investments, and all that as well. Of course, Greenwood Capital, also under the TCB Corp umbrella. And that's one of our private clientele kind of thing for maybe people that are investing a little bit more money, that kind of thing. So
it sounded to me like what you're saying is we do everything.
We do it all, yes. One-stop shop. That's exactly right.
Right.
Only thing we don't do is we don't change your oil. We're not good at that. We can't do that.
I thought you told me you'd take care of mine before we left.
Somebody's out there doing it right now.
Okay,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. So, we will offer you a nice little cold glass of water if you come in, or maybe a Diet Coke or something like that if that's your speed. So,
cold waters are
we
nice.
Do that. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, well, listen, we got about 3 minutes left in the show here, Roger. I just can't tell you how happy I was that you were able to come on today. And I kind of wanted to just get some information out about you guys again, get all your contact information out there for sure. We have a lot of people that listen to the show that maybe you're thinking about buying, thinking about selling, really anything to do with real estate. And tell us again how they can get a hold of you and what you guys like to specialize in.
Yeah. So thanks, JD. I appreciate it. And by the way, I'll tell you, I really enjoyed being on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So folks can reach us on the web at www.upstatehometeamsc.com. If they would rather send an email, they can reach me directly at Roger, at upstatehometeamsc.com. And if they would like to call, feel free to call. Yeah. We love a call. You can call the office direct, and it rings right to the Upstate Home Team, 864-735-7653, or call me directly on my cell at area code 864-346-4116.
Well, not only does Roger have the JD stamp of approval now that he can add to his business card for putting his cell number out there, I will tell you, I will speak from experience. These guys do an absolutely fantastic job, be it buying, selling, really anything to do with real estate. I've had experience with those guys. They're top shelf all the way. He does things the right way, and you'll be doing yourself justice by giving Roger a call. No doubt about it, for sure. So,
folks can't see me, but I'm blushing right now.
Yeah, that's right. Stop that. Yeah. So anyway, well, listen, I know personally we got about a minute left in the show. Tell us a little bit about the personal Roger Nix. Obviously, your better half, Cheryl, who I just absolutely adore. She's fantastic. And now you're empty nesters, right?
We are. So we Cheryl and I have two kids, great kids. Really proud of them. Jacob is an engineer out at Oconee Nuclear, and he is a graduate of Clemson in their electrical engineering department. Rebecca, you're going to like this, JD, is in her senior year at University of South Carolina.
Nice.
So we tried.
So you got the house divided thing going.
We do, although me being that Citadel
you wear the
Cheryl
orange,
from Florida
she wears
State. We do that too. So we do that. And so anyway, it's got a great family, and we love living in the upstate, and it's kind of like coming home, but it's changed so much. It's also kind of not the same place.
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Just how much our area has grown and changed in the last 20 years, you know, for sure. So
that's something for everybody. We love it here.
Yeah. And listen, well, thanks for coming on the show again. I really appreciate you being here today, Roger. And Roger will be back. We'll get him on again here real soon. And who knows what the future holds. Could be some big things for sure. So you've been listening to House Plans. JD Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. And I believe Keith will probably be back next week. Look forward to having him. If you want to reach us at 331-HOME, that's 331-4663. Love to talk to you about refinancing, getting pre-qualified, or anything to do with mortgages.